Welcome to Barons and Vaughn Podcast, episode 122, with your hosts, Corey and Diego Barrington. Hello, Corey.
Hello, Diego.
How are you?
I'm good. Welcome back. It's been a few weeks. So, since it's been a while, I want to know what's inside your head. You're just reading, what's the name of this book that you completed?
The Art of Racing in the Rain.
The Art of Racing in the Rain. Who's the artist?
Garth Stein.
Garth
Stein.
Stein? Garth Stein? I think,
yeah.
Did you like it?
Mm-hmm. It was really good.
Was it actually about racing in the rain?
More of just racing.
Just racing. Why did he call it Racing in the Rain then? Was there any obstacles in his way?
Yeah.
Right, there you go. You told me a little bit, but he went through some pretty big obstacles. Is it fiction or nonfiction?
It's fiction.
So he's a racer.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of racing?
Like normal, like GT cars.
So GT cars, and he's just a normal dude who races cars for fun. It's not his
well, like job, kind of. I mean, he's like a semi-pro.
So he...
I think he has a job, yeah.
But he races a ton.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's serious. It's not just for fun once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so where'd you get this book?
Barnes? Someone gave it... No. I think someone gave it to me, but it was a while ago. Like, I only read it. Maybe a couple months ago, so.
Do you think it was DeFreeze?
Maybe, but I want to say it was him, but I don't know. I'm like 90% sure someone gave it to me.
Okay. I think it was Brian, but I'm not 100% either.
Yeah.
Brian, sorry, we don't remember, but if you did, he read it. So, tell me about it.
It's a book.
Cool. Good start. And then
it had a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yeah. Alright, tell me about the beginning.
Okay. The whole book is about a dog's point of view, so.
It's written from a dog's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when he describes rooms or people talking, do you feel like it really sounds like it's from a dog's point of view?
I mean, it's not how it sounds, but it's more of like first person of what a dog is experiencing.
So as you're reading, could you imagine the dog watching what's mm-hmm. happening?
Yeah.
That's cool. So the dog went with him everywhere then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it talked about him getting first adopted, then like going up and all that. So like taking him to some of the races or whatever.
Nice.
Yeah.
So then he starts racing. Mm-hmm. Things are going good. And then what starts to not go good?
I think it's when his wife starts getting sick. And then she's sick for a while. And then the grandparents, or like the wife's parents, have... Because they have a kid. So the grandparents are taking care of the kid. That way the kid can... be with the mom because they don't know how long she's gonna have, how long she has left to live or whatever. So she has the daughter spend time with her or whatever every day.
Mm-hmm.
But then eventually she does pass away. And then I think that's when like the other stuff starts happening. I don't remember what like led up to it though.
So what did it lead up? What ended up happening? Do you want to read any section or you want to just... Do you know? You know, like, the story pretty good. If you want to tell me or do you want to read a little bit?
Because
remember you said he kept racing. And then
yeah, I think he kept racing.
He met somebody else. Like the big crazy thing that happened was he met somebody and...
Yeah.
What happened?
Let's see. So now a little bit the grandparents are like blaming it a little bit on... The guy, his name's Denny, for her getting sick because he never took her to the doctor, but that was because She never wanted to go to the doctor, so he never forced it on her. But then now the grandparents are blaming him for it. But they've been trying to, like, find something to get him in trouble with for a long time. Like, they never really...
Wait, the grandparents are trying to get him in trouble?
Like, they've been just not liking him. Okay, so I can read, like, a little bit. So, like,
Where is this in the story?
This is when she's... I think this is after she passed away. Who's gonna take care of her when you're at work? Maxwell snapped, shaking with anger. When you're off at your races for days at a time, who will take care of her? They're talking about the wife. Mm-hmm. God forbid she were to get sick. Or would you just ignore it? Hide from the doctors until she's on the verge of death like you did with Eve. I didn't hide from the doctors. And yet she never saw anyone. She refused, Denny cried out. She refused to see anyone. You could have forced her, Maxwell shouted. No one could force Eve to do anything, that's her name. Eve didn't want to do anything Eve didn't want to do, Denny said. I certainly couldn't. Maxwell clenched his fist tightly. The tendons in his neck bulged. And that's why she's dead, so.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's pretty messed up.
So, right now, I think they're trying to, like... He's trying to take her home now because the whole point of the daughter staying with them, the daughter's name Zoe, the whole point of her staying with them was to spend time with the mom before she died. Mm-hmm. Now she's dead. Now he hasn't been seeing her for a long time. It's just been him and the dog. So now he wants to take her back. That way she can have someone, like her own parent, with her.
Right.
So... Now he's trying to take her home, but they're trying to keep her there. Yeah, it's just like a lot of that, but there's a lot of different like parts.
So after a while, you said he got a girlfriend?
In the beginning, yeah.
In the beginning? And then, what was it? She accused him? Of something, and then he got in trouble and went to jail. I remember you saying something about that.
So that's when, like, there's these people that, like, left, like, a family reunion, I think it was. This might have been a little before, but,
It's all right if it's not chronological.
Yeah, but anyway, so there's, They left this thing, they're taking... So there's this other girl, I don't know where she's from or anything, and she's younger, I think, like 16 or 17 or something. And they're trying to make this long road trip back to where they were. And anyways, so the road's all, like, icy and everything, and it takes a long time. Mm-hmm. I think it said more than like 10 hours or whatever. Anyways, they get to this hotel and that girl's still with him. So now it's just her, him, and the dog. And yeah, and then anyways, she tried to like do something with him while they're at the hotel. And later on, she went home with her own parents, but then eventually blames it on him that he tried to rape her or whatever, right? And then, so then the whole book is about, not the whole book, but like the rest of the book is like him constantly trying, because he doesn't have a lot of money.
And, so he can't hire a good lawyer to fight for him.
So, yeah. And then it's also like, the dog's also getting older, so it's like in vets and stuff. So anyways, it's just like trying to get a lawyer, all the judges, or all the court cases, whatever.
But he does go to jail?
No, he doesn't. But he lost the, what's it called? Like the...
They lose the sponsorship?
No. For his kid, the...
Custody?
Custody, yeah, of his kid. And now the grandparents are holding the kid.
Thinking that he did that, I'm sure, because they already don't like him.
Because they wanted him to get in trouble. And now that they have this on their hands, now they're like...
Do you think the grandparents told that
girl to do it? I don't know, but maybe. But something, and then she told, like, lied for everything, like trying to get him to go to jail almost. So he just lost custody of his daughter. He couldn't leave the city, the state, couldn't go out of country to go to other races or whatever. So he couldn't drive, couldn't really go anywhere or do anything. And then eventually he like found her somewhere, talked to her, and then like told her how like hard it was for after like all that lying. What she was
actually doing to his life.
Yeah. And then she ended up telling the truth at the next court case, which let him go. And in that whole time, he was holding an offer to go test drive in Italy for Ferrari or whatever. So then once he won that, then he moved over there with this kid or whatever. And then,
so he took his daughter and moved to Italy?
Yeah.
Man, how close was that to the end of the book where it all got his name cleared, got his kid back?
Like really close. And I think this is the dog that died before they left to Italy.
Oh, man.
So.
So a lot of it was him having the strength to like fight the case, take care of his dog.
Yeah.
And fight to get his daughter back.
All that.
For a long time.
Yeah.
Like years?
Maybe. I don't know.
So. That sounds pretty rainy. So he was racing in the rain. So he couldn't race the whole time either?
No.
Man, what was he doing? Just working?
Did it say? I think like just working or whatever and then trying to get through all those cases.
Ugh. But what you learned from that book is that he kept fighting and was going to get to the truth, and he wanted to clear his name and get his kid back. But that you said that most of the book is him fighting to get it back, but if he would have given up at any point, like, this is too hard, forget it, like, it would have been easier for him to lose than fight for the truth. So it's a cool book because then you got to see that it's worth it, you know, you fight for your truth and it doesn't matter how long it takes or whatever you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally got to get his daughter and race again.
Yeah. It's
a cool book. Nice. What are you reading now?
Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Rich Dad, Poor Dad. So I'm your poor dad, but you want me to be your rich dad. Is that what you're saying?
Uh-huh.
Or you're going to... Are you interviewing dads right now?
I want you to be my rich dad.
Okay, so you want me to transform?
Yeah.
Okay. Because what if I told you I'm already rich?
Oh, well then that already fixes it.
And I'm pretending to be poor just so that when I reveal how extraordinarily wealthy we are, mm-hmm. you're not, you know, you'd be like, oh man, if only you could be. And I'm like, all right, well, surprise, I'm super wealthy. I'm actually your rich dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that book is cool. It's pretty old. He wrote a ton of books. He has been doing podcasts for a long time. But the basic premise is the same.
Yeah.
Property is his main game. He invests in other stuff, but that's how, when he was a kid, as you're reading, the other dad says, don't spend all your time for money. You can use money to get some time. But you just started, so we'll cover that when you finish. And then maybe you can teach me some things. It's been a while since I read it. The other book you bought, which I've been reading while you've been reading, Your Rich Dad, you mean Corey Dad, Poor Dad, is you bought the Schwarzenegger book called Be Useful, 7 Tools for Life.
Yeah.
Extremely interesting, amazing individual.
Mm-hmm.
He's got Netflix series out. The book came out. He's still helping people, running gyms, doing a Feed the Kids after school care programs nationwide, amongst a bunch of other things. So some things were familiar to me, but you know, each show or interview
mm-hmm.
or podcast or book, it's a little bit different each time. Sometimes it's the same things he's talking about.
Yeah.
But when you tell the exact same thing hundreds of times, each one's a little bit different, or you get to learn one little thing extra. So that's kind of cool. But we'll just stick to something specific for you. Even me or anybody. super early in the book. I think this is chapter something that's definitely a through line with every single interaction with him.
Yeah.
Is he always, always, always says, because he's been able to succeed in so many totally different things, is he always says, have a clear vision. Whatever he's pursuing at the time, he keeps his focus on the end target. And so that it means every single action he does
is towards that.
Is this helping me? Is this pulling me away from my target or pushing me towards it? Because you can, if you know where you're going, every single thing helps you know, is this good or bad for that specific target, right? So for you, let's just say driving, racing, right? You want to drive, you want to race as good as you can, as fast as you can. You want to give it your best effort. I want to be a fast, efficient driver. Let's say that is your goal. That's the goal. So if I go to the store and there's a hole, the right side has Cheetos and the left side has M&Ms and the bottom rack has some waters, you can say, am I making a good choice to be a good driver if I buy the Cheetos right now?
Mm-hmm.
Is it good or bad? Well, to be a driver, that's bad. But what if you had no specific goal and you're just a kid? That you're just a kid? Is it good or bad? Maybe it's not healthy, but maybe it's not horrible or bad. It's not, there's no goal attached to it.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's fine. You know, even if you eat it once in a while, that's fine. But I'm saying you have a reason to make a choice that helps you get closer or further. But if you have zero plan, it kind almost doesn't matter what you do because it's not attached to the future.
Right.
So he goes over that tons and a lot. I'm going to read a little bit from that section. It has different little subsections. But this one, this little subsection is called Really See It. When I say that I could see myself sitting behind the desk in my office at home giving my January 6th speech, I really mean that. I could see it very vividly, like a movie playing in my mind. It has been that way my whole life with every major vision I've had for myself. When I was a boy, I could see myself in America. I had no idea what I was doing there, but I was there. I could feel the tropical sun on my skin and the sand between my toes. I could smell the ocean and hear the waves. Even though I'd never experienced either of those things in my whole life. The closest we ever got to waves was throwing big rocks into the deep water of the Thaler Sea, a man-made lake. And I remember watching the ripples flow outward. When I got to California, all my impressions turned out to be wrong. Some for the better, some for the worse. Sand sucks. But the fact that I had such a vivid impressions at all was a big reason I got to California in the first place. When I fell in love with bodybuilding, I didn't have vague hopes of becoming a champion. I had a very specific vision of it, borrowed from pictures inside muscle magazines of guys like Reg Park celebrating their victories. I could see myself at the top step of the podium holding the winner's trophy. I could see the other competitors on the lower steps looking up at me. I could see their tight smiles. I could even see the colors of their posing briefs. I could see the judges standing and applauding. I could see the crowd going wild and chanting my name. Arnold, Arnold, Arnold. This wasn't a fantasy. This was a memory that just hadn't happened yet. That's what it felt like to me. That's a pretty strong vision, huh? He acts like it's a memory that just hasn't happened yet. That's how strong. Back as an actor, before I got into my first starring role, I could see my name above the title on movie posters in the theaters. From early on, producers and casting directors were always trying to get me to shorten my name to Arnold Strong or some other name. Because they said Schwarzenegger is too much of a mouthful. It's too long, they said. What they didn't know, but that I could see plain as day, was that Schwarzenegger looks great all by itself in big letters above the title of a movie. It was no different in politics. For years, I had wonderful experiences giving back to the community. Gonna skip forward a little bit. He does awesome. Da, da, da. Congress, Congress. Governor, Governor. Okay, here we are. The picture in my mind was so clear. You could have put a frame around it and hung it on a wall. It was incredibly similar to the vision I had. I would have in January 2021 in that way. I could see the desk. I could see what was on the desk. I could see what I was wearing. I could see where the cameras would go and where the lighting would be. I could see and feel the Conan sword in my hands. I could hear how my voice would rise and fall as I addressed big problems we faced and outlined my solutions for them. Before I go further, I recognize that this sounds like a lot of woo-woo manifestation mumbo-jumbo, like The Secret and all those Law of Attraction books being peddled by crazy people. This isn't that. I'm not saying if you just visualize what you want, it will come true. No. You have to plan and work and learn and fail and then learn and work and fail some more. That's just life. Those are the rules. What I am saying that is if you want your vision to stick, if you want to increase the chance of success looking exactly like you hoped it would when you first figured out what you wanted your life to look like, then you need to get crystal clear on that vision and tattoo it on the inside of your eyelids. You need to see it. Elite athletes understand this. They are masters of visualizing their goals. In fact, visualization has been the difference between the good and the greatest performers at the highest level of nearly every major international sport. I'm going to skip down because he addresses an F1 driver. During his multiple world championship seasons, the German Formula One driver, Sebastian Vettel, was known for sitting in his car, qualifying sessions with his eyes closed, visualizing every turn, every gear shift, every acceleration and braking zone. Nowadays, nearly every driver on the Formula One grid can close their eyes, put their hands out in front of them like they're holding a steering wheel, and take you through a hot lap on the circuits they visit every season. The reason they do this is because that when they do it at a high level, it's incredibly difficult. Just to get into the elite ranks and be competitive takes an insane amount of effort and skill and practice. If you want to win, you need more than just ability and desire. You can't hope your way into the winner's circle. You need to see your way there. Right? So let's say let's have a round of applause for Panama joining the F4 circuit. That's right. FIA, we're on the map, world. Panama is now F4 certified. We are now international. And if you are going to be in one of those F4 cars, it takes a lot of energy from a lot of people, but it takes you having an extremely strong vision to really see yourself in that car. Like it hasn't happened yet, and you're envisioning a memory you're going to have. You 100% see yourself in that thing, going around that track. It can happen, but it takes you having that strong vision. And then I will do as much as I can to not be the poor dad. And then you visualize and keep pushing. Do you remember when you first got the go-kart? The old junior kart? We had no truck, no trailer, no cart, no membership, no nothing. You know what we did have? What's one thing we had before all of this started? Your vision. Yours. Was I going to drive a go-kart? No.
Yeah.
For fun? Yeah, I will. I'll do it again. But you wanted to drive. And you saw yourself doing it. Each time we visited the track, You saw yourself doing it. Could you not? You saw yourself saying, I will be in one of those cars. And then what happened? You got in the cart. But it takes that super strong vision, because if you didn't and you kind of maybe about it, do you think you would really want to help us all push hard to make it happen? Probably, definitely not. So, if that's the goal or whatever it is, that's what you completely see it. So, it impacts whatever you're doing out there in the world. Like, you do awesome. You're training. Why are you going to CrossFit? Because you want to be a stronger driver. Have muscles and endurance longer than other drivers, so they get tired and you stay strong and keep, you can go harder longer, right? Why do you have, when we have smoothies for breakfast or whatever thing we're eating, you have a purpose. Like, I want to be, my body to be strong so I can be a strong driver, so I can be in that car. And maybe in a year you say, nope, you know what? I want to be a helmet painter. Fine, whatever it is. If it changes, that's okay. But having a very super specific, clear goal as you go through time for is good. Racing in the Rain guy, he had a clear vision. Clear his name, get my kid, drive. Right? All right, now, serious stuff over. What's the funniest video you've seen lately? So good, right?
I know,
right? Man, look at that big smile. So good.
I don't know.
You don't know? If you can't think of one, you can't watch them anymore. Because that means there's nothing staying in your head. And it's erasing your memory. If you can't think of one...
Because I've been playing FIFA.
You've been playing FIFA. Who's the best team on FIFA?
Probably like...
That unrealistic team?
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
Like, like something All-Stars or whatever.
Something
like.
It's every best player from every generation ever?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fake. Who's the best team that's an actual team?
Probably like...
What country are they from? What's the best country, in your opinion?
Best country, maybe.
According to maybe FIFA
Europe?
Stats.
Oh, maybe Europe?
That's a continent.
I mean, sorry.
Okay, let's start with who's the best continent in sports in FIFA?
I mean,
who's the best continent in soccer?
Because
all the South Americans are going to fight you. You say Europe has the best soccer players on the planet?
The teams, like...
No. Go ahead. Pick a continent. Let's start there so people know who to attack.
Yes. Like...
South America or Europe? Which one is the better continent?
I think Europe.
Sorry to my South American friends.
There's no, like...
Okay, so
There's only Argentina. That's the only country.
They will fight you too. They will stab the Brazilians and Argentinians.
There's
will
no
stab
Brazilian
you.
Teams.
They'll stab you.
There's no Brazilian teams.
What did you say?
There's no Brazilian teams
on FIFA.
You can't even play as
you
their.
You can't even pick
you can't
Brazil.
Even, no, you can't even play as their national team.
Why?
I don't know.
That's messed up. I'm gonna email my Brazilians and tell them. All right. So out of Europe. Favorite country to play with?
I play a lot. Maybe like there's good teams in Italy or like
England, Italy, Portugal.
England. I think England has a lot of good teams. Spain, Italy.
Real Madrid.
That's Spain.
Yeah, you picked them a bunch.
Sometimes France has good teams.
U.S. still lame?
Yeah.
In comparison. Nah, but Messi's on Inter Miami.
That's the only reason people ever even look at the logo of MLS ever is only because Messi went there.
Yeah.
No one cares about any of MLS except for Inter Miami.
That's fine. Nobody knew soccer existed in the U.S. until Beckham got signed. They're like, wait, we do soccer?
No, until Messi got signed.
No, Beckham got signed first to Galaxy a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
But when it happened, they're like, what? We actually have soccer teams? That's how bad it was.
Yeah. They played on football fields.
Yeah. They played on high school fields sometimes.
Yeah.
It was bad. But now it's good. Better. So have you figured out your protein recipe yet? Mm-hmm. Your protein bites?
Mm-hmm.
Any changes? Any modifications?
Nope.
No modifications.
Zero.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Still beats all the other bites mm-hmm. out there. The best bite.
Yep.
Is your bite.
Yeah.
Or bite me. That could be your slogan. Huh? That's pretty good.
What?
You owe me $100 for that. I'll take it out of your
account.
What'd
you even say?
Yeah. I'll take it out of your account. It's cool.
What'd you say?
Don't worry about it. It's $100.
What'd you say?
You'll earn it back.
I didn't even hear what you said.
It's fine. It's gone. Look,
I'll take it out right now. I just heard bite me.
There. See? Gone. Thank you. I'm pretty good at marketing, so you're welcome.
Dude, what'd you say?
If I have to stay here longer, I'm going to take $50 out because my time is money. So.
All right. Bye. Because time is money.
And money. Yeah. Time is money.
And money is time.
Not really.
Oh, okay. Well, it takes
time. It's weird time, it doesn't work that way.
But it takes time to make money.
Yeah.
And money makes time.
No.
Yeah.
You can because, never get it back.
No, because...
I can never buy it back.
Yeah. No, because money gives you more time to do what you want. Like, if you make money and you don't have to do stuff, then you have time.
And then what?
Then you can do whatever you want.
What do you do when you do whatever you want when you do that?
Uh-huh. Bite me.
See? You just use this. So now every time you use it, that's another $10. That's how it works. So you used a slogan that you paid me for, and now my copyrights are coming and kicking in, so that's $10.
Uh-huh.
So I'll take out 110 after this.
No.
That's only fair.
Dude, I don't even know agreed. What you said.
You took it, you liked
I
it.
I didn't even say the whole slogan.
It's fair. That's $5 then.
No.
$2.
No. How about zero?
How about you're in infringement? So now you owe $200. Now use it.
What does that mean?
I just made it.
What does that mean?
I just made it so that you can't use it and you
what
did it.
What does that mean?
So you infringed on this awesome slogan
mean?
I came up with. So now you owe me.
What does that mean?
I'm charging you $100.
What does that mean?
You infringed, which means you broke the rules. You're not allowed to use
it. Oh. Infringe is break the rules?
Infringement means... I am the creator of that saying, and anybody that uses it without my permission is infringing. So you have infringed, and now you owe me more.
No.
See, if I you don't, said no, guess what happens?
What?
We go to court.
Why?
And the court's, I'm going to pay 20 lawyers to say you owe me $10.
20 lawyers?
I'll pay at whatever it takes to get my $10.
How many lawyers can you have?
As many as you can pay for.
I hear it.
Let's say you're a quadruple billionaire. You have a whole office of lawyers.
The best of the
what
best.
What was that dude with that big office? James McHenry?
Remember Thomas that? Henry.
Thomas Henry.
Thomas Huge J. Henry.
Thomas J. Henry. That's right. Huge office full of lawyers. If you're loaded, you can say, yeah, whole office is mine. I want you to go after Diego and make him pay me that $10 back. I want you to throw so many.
But that's my lunch. That's my lunch money.
Hey, figure it out. Pay up. You're in infringement.
That's my lunch money.
Sorry, you shouldn't have said it.
Then bite me.
Boom. Okay. Guess what? He has two offices. I'm going to hire both offices.
Two whole offices?
Yeah, I would pay $500,000 just to make you pay the $10. Just for the principal. People do that. That's crazy, right?
Rent offices of lawyers?
Yeah, no, just hire all of them.
Not one
and
or
they'll
two.
They'll say, like, oh, but you're fighting for $20,000. Don't pay $100,000. And they'll say, no, no, no. It's for the principal. I'm doing it. Don't care. Even if I lose money, I want you to lose the case.
Even if you go broke after it?
Yep. I'll live under a bridge, but I'll say, but I won. Are you done with that sandwich? See? That's how it works. That's a bad idea, by the way. Don't do that. Do not let that be your vision. to win lawsuits and then live under bridges. That's not a good.
What?
Not a good look.
But then you won. But then you can say you won.
You can also say I'm hungry every night.
Yeah. But it's better.
But I won.
Exactly. See? Like,
but I won.
Now you just infringed me. So give me money.
Quit infringing.
Give me money now. Uh-huh.
So you just got your money back?
Mm-hmm.
So we're even?
Uh-huh. No.
Why?
You just said why. That's my word.
But.
Yeah, that's my word also.
Why?
You just said it again. You decide? That's mine. That's my thing.
That's a noise. You can't make a noise.
Yeah, it's mine.
You copyrighted a noise.
Uh-huh. Yeah, now you owe me more money.
It's going to be tough to prove.
You just smacked? Now you owe me more money. You just licked your licked your lips? You owe me more money.
It's going to be tough to prove. It's not like you're recording this.
You're waving your hands while you're talking? Now you owe me more money.
I'll keep waving them.
Dude, did you just blink?
No.
You owe me more money. Noise?
Hear that?
Yeah.
What was that?
Like some gnat or something.
That was a gnat?
I don't know.
What'd you call me? You just infringed.
You call yourself a gnat? What?
All right, good talk. I'll see you next time.
What are you talking about?
I wasn't.
They're healthy, y'all.